Prologue. Captain Jimmy Cole had just finished telling his passengers an old Hudson River ghost story. It was a good one, about an axe murderer in a long dark coat, perfect for a foggy night like this. He sat back in his chair and rested his knees for a moment, too creaky from too many surgeries, and pondered for the millionth time his retirement. He'd seen nearly every hamlet the Hudson had to offer, and one of these days, even a small fishing boat like his, the Susie, would get the best of him. Done for the night, he steered his ship for shore, and as it chugged steadily for the dock at Reedsport, one of his passengers called out, jarring him from his reverie.
"Hey, Captain! Isn't that your ghost right over there?"
Jimmy didn't bother to look. All four of his passengers, two young vacationing couples, were pretty drunk. Doubtless one of the guys was just trying to scare the girls. But then one of the women added,
"I see it too. Isn't it weird?"
Jimmy turned towards his passengers. Goddamn drunks. Last time he'd charter his boat this late at night. The second man pointed.
"It's over there," he said.
His wife covered her eyes.
"Oh, I can't look,"
she said with a nervous and embarrassed laugh. Jimmy, exasperated, realizing he wasn't going to get any rest, finally turned and looked where the man was pointing. In a gap between the shoreline trees, something did catch his eye. It glistened, he thought, and it had a vaguely human shape. Whatever it was, it seemed to float above the ground, but it was too far away to see clearly. Before Jimmy could reach for his binoculars, the object disappeared behind the trees along the bank. The truth was, Jimmy had had a few beers himself. That wasn't a problem as far as he was concerned. He knew the river well, and he liked his job. He especially enjoyed being out on the Hudson at this time of night, when the water was so still and peaceful. Few things out here could shatter his sense of calm. He slowed and steered the Susie carefully against the bumpers as he hit the dock. Proud of himself for a gentle landing, he stopped the engine and lashed the boat to the cleats. The passengers tumbled off the boat, giggling and laughing. They staggered down the dock to shore and headed toward their B&B. Jimmy was glad they'd paid in advance. But he couldn't stop thinking about that strange object he'd spotted. It was far back down the shoreline and impossible to see from here. Who or what might it be? Annoyed by it, he knew he wouldn't get any rest until he figured it out. That was just the way he was.